Wrap up our special broadcast of AM Columbus called Sign Off with Sam. I'm John Foster. And a little special AM Columbus broadcast today in honor of Sam Upi's 64 years on the air here in Columbus, which is just incredible. And in the studio with us, our station manager, who is paying homage to Johnny Cash today.
To Johnny Cash today.
He came in wearing nothing but black. I told him earlier this morning, Sam, I said, you don't look like Johnny Cash. You look more like Petty Cash.
Yeah,
what
go.
Do you think? Just a thought. Bob, this guy to your immediate left, give me your thoughts. What comes to mind?
Well, you come to town 30-plus years ago for an interview to get a job selling commercials on WKKG, WCSI radio. I'm a South Side of Indianapolis kid. Who started his life in Cleveland, Ohio. I was familiar with Sam's name only because I was a WKKG listener when I was up in Indianapolis. And so I came to town and I did the interview and I went home. I told my father about the interview. My dad was glad to see that I might have a shot at finally an honest living in sales. And so,
is that an oxymoron?
It is. Okay. It is. Dad said, "So where are you? Who are you talking to?" And I said, "Oh, well, there's the country station WKKG, but then there's also the AM station at WCSI." And he goes, "You mean you're working with Sam Simmemaker?"
Oh my!
Out of nowhere. I mean, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I really and truly didn't. But my father had a great love for Columbus, the community here. He sold school shop equipment. And so he was in Columbus High School. He was in East. He was in North. He was at Hauser. And he was quite the listener of high school sports. It was his favorite thing in the world. And whenever Dad was in the market, he would hear Sam. So he was really, really excited to hear that I was. He said, "Well, at least you're going to a quality place," is what he said. and so that's where it kind of started for me. Just like we were just talking a minute ago, the only person that eclipses you, Mr. Foster, besides Mr. Kelly, is me. Because Kevin was hired a month before I am. And then, of course, Sam always led the pack for sure when it came to longevity on the radio here. So you can't say Columbus without saying the Simmemakers. Sam and Fran together are Columbus. They're not the one. You can't have one without the other. It's not possible. Because if you would have a conversation with anybody in town when I first came here and I'd say where I work, he's, "Oh, you work with Sam."
Yeah.
Or I would get, "Oh, yeah, Sam's wife was my home economics teacher."
Yes.
Okay, that was all the time. It was just the way it is. And, you know, certainly their family has been a part of the whole Columbus fabric for a very, very long time.
By the way, before I forget this, we had some flowers dropped off from the folks at IU Columbus. And just says, "Congratulations, Sam and Fran. Love your friends at IU Columbus." And we left them in the capable hands of your wife, Sammy. So she looks good holding them, or at least she did.
Thank you, IUC.
Yes, very
looking
much so.
Looking forward to a bravura performance on down the line, especially in athletics and scholarships, of course. But I think the best is yet to come from those folks.
I agree.
I mean, people think of Sam as this sports guy in the community, which he is, but is much deeper than that, isn't it?
Oh, it's hugely deeper. Sam, Sam is news director and sports director at the same time. That role had just basically changed just before I got here, where he was doing both, but had done both for years. And, you know, and the thing about it was when you would talk to the politicians in town and other folks in those positions of authority, you know, the first thing that you would always hear about is that Sam was always worried about getting it right, worried about it being factual, and really and truly was only out for the story, never out to get anybody. And that's a quality journalist. And unfortunately, in this make-believe journalism national world of I call it reality news TV, We don't have that anymore, and it's unfortunate because you can get the story and you can tell the story, but you can always do it in a very, very professional manner. And that's no stretch for Sam, because the way he does sports, it's the way he does everything in his life.
Well, and Sam, I've told you this before too. You've primarily focused on sports all these recent years that I've known you, but I think there are a lot of parallels between sports reporting and news reporting.
Absolutely.
A lot of parallels. And I think you ought to be an adjunct lecturer on journalism at some of these institutes of higher learning, because the basics have been lost somewhere, really have been lost. By the way, I got a quick thought about this. This happened, when did we have the ball game? Wednesday night, Tuesday night? Where were we up? We were at Shelbyville.
Wednesday
night, thank you. And as we're leaving the ball yard, somebody hollers, it's Sam, comes running over, and Sam said, "I need your initials," but it was, again, one of those people you've touched here with local sports and kept in touch with, and I thought, also very appropriate, and it happens a lot, doesn't it?
I needed just a couple of seconds. I did come up with the name.
You did come up with the name, but but the thing that got me is he said, how much he appreciated the good stuff that Sam had done. And I thought, I've been with you at a number of games and so forth where people come and say, "Hey, you did such and such," and it made a difference. It made you made people feel good about being who they are.
Thank you. But, that goes both ways.
Yeah, well.
Absolutely.
Maybe so. So. 64 years.
64 years.
Unheard of.
It is unheard of.
It's incredible.
It will never be duplicated.
No.
Because the professionalism and passion that Sam brings to everything he does from a broadcast standpoint can't be duplicated, because it comes from the heart. And that's it. And Sam's always broadcast from the heart. Sam would come into my office on a regular basis and he'd always want to know, "So how's high school sports doing? What's the listenership? How's this?" And it was not because Sam wanted a pat on the back. What he was looking for was to make sure that he was doing everything he could to deliver the best ball game each and every time he cracked open the mic. That's what it comes down to. And that's passion. You can't teach passion to people. You have to have it or you don't have it. Sam's always had it. He's competitive against himself, which is impossible, but he is, because he tries very, very hard to add a little something else, look for something else. He was always willing to take a suggestion. He would say to me, "Bob, what can I do better with the sports broadcast?" Okay? That's like asking the guy that's changing the water in the pail of Michelangelo, who's repainting the Sistine Chapel. "So what do you think? More blue over here?" No, he can't do that. But Sam really wanted input. And that was just that mark of humble that's there.
Can we sneak in the word Heminger to this conversation?
Oh, absolutely. Please do. Yep.
I'll leave it to Bob.
Sam's here for as long as he's here. You're here for as long as you've been here, Kevin, myself. Because the Heminger family really allows us to be a family here at the old radio ranch. They want us to do the very best we can in both of our radio markets, and they let both radio markets make decisions that are best for what's going on in our individual community, which is absolutely huge. And that's why 64 years can happen, because that single ownership, it just doesn't happen.
Well, it doesn't happen, and that's why we have as many people as we do who've been here as long as they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and folks are watching the live stream, they can't see this, but Kurt Heminger is right outside. He's been cheering folks along, ushering people in, making sure folks got a sandwich or whatever downstairs. Dave Glass, president of our company, he's been here the entire drove over from Richmond to be our official photographer and to be sure that, that this day is recorded for the historic portions that it is. But again, these are folks that have other responsibilities and things, but they're not just here because of Sam, although they are today.
Sure.
They're here all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I never worked anywhere in my entire life before I got here that these people actually knew my wife's name and my daughter's name, and somebody didn't have to whisper it in their ear whenever I came by.
So. Sammy, I don't know if you remember, but I think the first time I met you here, I extended my hand, John Foster. Now, I plan to be here for a while. And I kind of looked at you and I thought you kind of had this, I've kind of heard that before, we'll see. Well, I'm proud to be sitting here with you 30 years later saying, hey, I guess I was on the mark there.
I think you were, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. And if I haven't thanked my family
please
prior in this 2 hours, I will again. Friends, White River, Columbus, Bartholomew County, listeners, sponsors, you name it, coaches, players, and to everybody, thanks, those five immortal words, thanks for being my friend.
Absolutely.
Now, the real question is, later today, we have to go to Shelbyville for a baseball game, which is kind of neat.
And you will
insist on driving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And but we missed doing something when we were there earlier this week, and that's checking out the concession stand. Because we've been kind of been on the hot dog patrol this season. And I think the best ones we found were at East. Would you agree?
I think so.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so we normally do that. A little bag of popcorn, little. And you like ketchup on your dog?
A little ketchup, right.
And I'm a mustard guy.
Still mad at Hauser when they took out the Mountain Dew machine.
That would upset me too. Yeah, that would upset me as well. Sammy, thank you.
Thank you.
Buck. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and I had fun doing this, and I knew I would because it was so easy when I was calling people and say, hey, why don't you come in here and spend some time with Sam? It was like, when do you want me there? Do I need to bring anything? He said, no, just bring yourself because we're just going to hang out for a little while and bang our gums and remember. And so thank you. Thanks for being you.
Some of the attendees I've dubbed with nicknames and others I haven't.
No. Yeah. Some have escaped without any nicknaming. Okay. And today, we'll have to go back and count, but somebody check the audio. But I think we may have pushed the limit, though, on heretofores, furthermores, and whereases.
A couple of those.
Yeah.
And you and I have both been kind of wordsmiths. I think we kind of have fun with that.
We have it.
You think so?
I've had a lot of fun, and thanks to everybody in the room and others. Been a good ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
it has been.
Two more immortal words. It's time.
It's time.
Well, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, we don't have to do it like next week, but I told Geneva, I said, you and I need to contact Fran and Sam, go down to our favorite eatery at the mall.
Lucas Brothers,
that's right,
to, yeah.
Where you can get your burnt hamburger and with the onion, raw onion, right?
And where we had our 50th wedding anniversary.
There you go.
A pile of hamburgers you wouldn't believe.
Amazing.
Including a couple that were well done.
Yeah, which is the way you like them. Good deal. Thanks so much. Bob, thanks for being up here today.
Hey,
appreciate
thank
it.
You all.
And many thanks for you listening in today. It's been a lot of fun, and I think you'll be hearing more about this and seeing some little nuggets and tidbits over the next several days and so forth. And if you got nothing going on this evening, you might want to tune in and listen to us do a little baseball game. And my guess is there'll be a pun or two or a little
alliteration
from time to time. That seems to be one of the things we're good at. Sammy, I'm driving. I'll see you later this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.